From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A government employee union says hackers obtained personal information, including the Social Security numbers of all current federal employees, as well as many retirees and former employees. NPR's Brian Naylor says the government has acknowledged the records of some 4 million current and former federal workers were breached.
American Federation of Government Employees President J. David Cox says hackers are in possession of all personnel data for every federal employee, every federal retiree, and up to 1 million former federal employees. AFGE is the largest federal workers union. In a letter to the head of the Office of Personnel Management, Cox says the hackers stole personnel records that contained everything from names and social security numbers to military records and insurance and pension information. Cox says the information on the extent of the breach was based on OPM's own briefings. OPM has not publicly detailed the extent of the breach, and AFGE says very little substantive information has been shared with the union. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Officials say two men who were able to cut their way out of a maximum security prison in upstate New York may have had help from a female prison employee who allegedly was also supposed to be their getaway driver but failed to show up. That's according to the Associated Press. The search for the two convicted murderers largely focused today on a dense forested area near the Clinton Correctional Facility. Those searchers are also in Vermont, where it's believed the pair may have been headed. Keith Flynn is Vermont's public safety commissioner and says troopers are patrolling nearby Lake Champlain.
Lake Champlain has a long shoreline, so we're spread thin along the way, but the reaction time has been significantly reduced if, in fact, there's a credible threat that comes in based upon the number of troopers that we have there. And we have troopers on the water as well.
Prison employee has not yet been charged in the case. David Sweat and Richard Matt were able to escape through holes cut in walls of their cells and through a steam pipe using power tools. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has handed a victory to the Federal Communications Commission, refusing to block the implementation of network neutrality rules that are scheduled to take effect tomorrow. But as NPR's Laura Seidel explains, the fight isn't over.
The court battle began after the FCC voted to reclassify broadband internet services under the same rules that apply to the phone carriers. The rules will prevent providers from blocking websites or making deals with some companies so that their content gets to consumers faster. AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast and others claimed the rules were beyond the power of the FCC. AT&T and other industry groups took it to court and asked the judge to put the rules on hold while the appeals took place. But the court has refused. However, this doesn't settle the matter. The full hearing on the issue will take place later this year. Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress are also making attempts to block the new rules. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
Stocks continued to gain ground today after yesterday's strong run-up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points to 18,039. You're listening to NPR. Delta Airlines announced today it has reached a tentative deal with its pilots union. Under terms of the agreement, the Atlanta-based airline announcing it will pay its pilots slightly more than competitors, but in exchange may offer a less generous profit-sharing plan. Delta Master Executive Council, part of the Airline Pilots Association, signed off on the deal. It raises pilots' hourly wages by 8% upon signing. After that, pilots will receive a 6% pay raise January 1st of next year, followed by 3% hikes each of the two following years. Pulitzer Prize-winning saxophonist and composer Ornette Coleman has died at the age of 85. He passed away today in a Manhattan hospital from cardiac arrest. NPR's Joel Rose says Coleman is being remembered as a giant of avant-garde jazz.
Ornette Coleman set off a musical revolution with his 1959 album, The Shape of Jazz to Come. Coleman's music released jazz from the rules of harmony and rhythm, emphasizing collective improvisation instead. He titled one of his albums Free Jazz, a name that came to describe a whole genre of music. That genre was, and still is, contentious. Coleman was one of its most dedicated and visible defenders. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2007, a MacArthur Genius Grant, and the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Award. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Federal authorities say they plan to try to seize beach houses, homes, airplanes, and luxury cars from a Georgia-based company that apparently scammed investors by promising them big results in the purchase and sale of Iraqi currency. No arrest has been made in the case, which seeks the forfeiture of assets controlled by sterling currency. This is NPR.